This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Maureen McCollum. Everyone loves a good story. It's engaging, makes us think, reflect, laugh, or cry. It makes us feel our emotions. And in recent years, there's been a modern revival in storytelling. This weekend, those stories, along with more traditional folk tales, will take the stage at Wisconsin's only storytelling festival. Terry Visker is an organizer of the La Crosse Festival. She talks about what draws us in as humans to a good story.
Connecting as humans. You know, I think if I started telling a story, you know, about, you know, aliens or something maybe that you weren't interested in at all, you might not listen. But if I can draw you in the humanity of the story, that's what brings us together, is that it's a connection between humans.
And storytelling has existed since humans first really started communicating with one another. But, like, has the art of storytelling, it's evolved over the years, and how has it evolved?
Well, initially, you know, that is the way that we communicated. That is the way that we'd learned. Plato said that he was very concerned when writing came in because he didn't think that his students would learn anymore because they weren't learning through the oral tradition. Through the years, we had people that made their living by, well, still do, but went from town to town, and those were the people that took the information, the news, the gossip of what was going on. They were brought into the community. They were revered in the community. Oh, the storyteller is coming. And that is in every single culture that has happened. Through the years, then, you know, about, 70 years ago when flat screen came in, then people sort of forgot about story. We didn't sit around in our parlors and share stories and jokes so much. So the art, or not the art of storytelling, but the whole idea of storytelling kind of died away a little bit. And now I think it's something that people really realize that they need. They need to be having that connection with people through storytelling. And so it's evolving back again.
You know, the program The Moth has popped up, and you hear it on public radio. And you've even modeled an event, La Crosse Luna, after The Moth. What is it about the way that storytelling is set up in that way that is appealing to so many people?
Most of the time, if I tell a story, I tell either a folktale or a fairy tale, a legend that has been handed down through time. Many storytellers now are beginning to tell their personal stories. With the Luna, instead of something being 11 minutes or 20 minutes long, it's a 5-minute story. And so it has a beginning, middle, and end. It needs to touch an emotion. And it's, again, it's that kind of water cooler kind of thing where you share your story with others and they react either because it's funny, because it's touching, because it's adventurous. I taught college for a while, and many of my college students would say, I love to hear about people's life stories and what they've been doing. So it's just a new way to touch with people. And we like it because it's the younger folks, the 20, 30-somethings that are really being drawn to The Moth.
That's Terry Visker talking about the art of storytelling ahead of this weekend's La Crosse Storytelling Festival. You can hear her tell a story at the fest this weekend, and if you can't make it, visit our website, WPR.org, where you can hear a quick tale from Terry Visker.